Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Hello, I'm Greg Coulter, and you're listening to Do We, Don't We? The podcast that shows you what libraries have beyond the books. On this episode, I'm talking with Danya Bocanegra about the services she and her team provide. Hey, Danya.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
It's so good to have you. And thank you for taking time out of your really busy schedule. I know that you guys have a lot going on, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So what exactly is your position here at the library, and what do you get to do, and what does your team get to do?
We only do the fun stuff.
You really only do the fun stuff.
That's all we do.
Well, I can't believe that because I get to do a couple fun things too.
We get to see our preschoolers. We get to see our seniors. We get to drive around in the mobile library. We get to go to different outreach locations like nursing homes and apartment complexes, and we get to see the city and the county as it should be.
Just out there in the people.
We're in the wild.
In the wild. I love that. Librarians in the wild. So you've got that mobile library. Tell us a little bit more about the mobile library. So you said you go see preschoolers through senior citizens at the senior living facility.
Absolutely. So we've had in LaPorte County an outreach service since 1944, and we're keeping that tradition alive. We're continuing to have the mobile library out and about, and we have 8 different routes that we change in these schedules. We get to see all parts of LaPorte County, from as far north as Heston Hills and as far south as Prairie Township Community Building.
Goodness gracious, that's a 40-minute drive if you're going from one to the other. Yeah. At least 40 minutes. It's a big county, and this is a nice mobile library service that goes everywhere. So even if somebody does live a little bit farther from a branch than they might want to be, then they still have the option of getting the mobile library in their town.
Absolutely. We're in different townships. It's very hard to get preschoolers to the library. If you've ever thought of herding cats, I've heard that's exactly what it's kind of like.
So when you say getting preschoolers to the library, you don't mean just like putting your one preschooler in the back of the car.
No.
Because you just grab them by the waist and you put them in there.
No, but when you have 17 of them and they're all about 2 to 3 years old and they're very adorable.
I don't have enough arms to wrangle that
many
kids.
But you don't have enough people for that. So we get to come to the preschools. We open our doors. We get to show them the different books that they can choose from. And they get to see different stories and have different interactions with everyone and kind of learn what the library is a lot like on a smaller scale.
That's fantastic. So this means that you pull up to the preschool. 17 little preschoolers come running onto the mobile library. And they each get to pick their own book or 2 books or 3 books, however many their preschool teacher says. And they get to choose their books and have a library experience and not just have 3 books sitting on their shelf.
Absolutely not. So they get to choose whatever they need. And if there's a theme the teacher's working on, we help to work with that. We coordinate with them and we bring them different themes, science and colors, whatever they
need.
Back
to school. That's a popular one.
And Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that good stuff.
That is too neat. So is that what you do when you go to the senior living facilities?
Absolutely. Exact same thing. No.
Back to school.
Back to school. No, unfortunately, we do change the service slightly different for them. They are avid readers, and it's unfortunate sometimes they cannot come to the library or they just don't have that type of transportation. So we bring in merchandise for them. We bring in items, books, CDs, DVDs, whatever they like, and they can browse our selection. They can see what else they would like to request. A lot of these seniors have newspaper subscriptions still, so they know the New York bestsellers and they want to be on hold for those
and
books.
You know these people really well because you've seen them for a while, so you're able to anticipate what they're wanting, just like these preschoolers.
Yep. And if they cannot come to the bus and they cannot get up the steps, if they have that kind of difficulty, we have another program called our lobby stops, and we actually take our items into the lobby of their nursing homes. We set up shop there, usually about half an hour to an hour. They can ask for materials. They can do anything that they normally would do at a library, but in the lobby of their nursing home.
That's really cool. And from what I understand, you have another service that's a similar idea, where with these lobby stops, you go into the senior living facility and you're able to give them a personalized browsing experience. But you can't just go into everybody's home. Like if there's somebody who lives in South County who's not able to get to the library branch, just like these people at the senior living facility. Is there a service for them?
Absolutely. So we have that service called the Doorstep Delivery Program, and that brings once a month materials to a person's doorstep. So if they are requesting DVDs and books or large print, which is the most popular, they are able to come in and fill out an application, or we call them and they fill out an application, or they visit us on our website and see this application, and we fill it out. We get to know them. We ask them a lot of questions on what they prefer, what type of materials, mystery, what kind of mystery, all that good stuff.
So many types of mystery. We were listing off all the different types of mystery at lunch today.
Oh yeah. My gosh. And the best part really is the cozy mysteries, because those have the best titles.
The cookbook mysteries. Those are hilarious.
Yes.
I haven't read one, but they're hilarious.
They're fantastic. And so then they're able to have their materials dropped to their doorstep once a month. We go and pick it up once a month and swap out those materials. And that is super convenient for those who are possibly only needing the service in the winter when the weather gets a little bit bad. Perhaps they're just getting some rehab and they're at, you know, a nursing facility or a rehab facility and just cannot leave their location. We go to rehab facilities, we go to nursing homes, we go to their own personal homes, apartments, whatever is needed.
So you no longer have to go to the library with grandma's library card, follow the grandma's reading list and get back and grandma hits you with the book six times because
exactly.
None of these are the right ones.
We get that so often. We'll have daughters and sons come in and say, you know, my mother would be great for this service. She hates everything I'm picking for her. She hates every book I've picked out for her. Or
she hates what I'm doing. Could you do it instead?
Exactly. Or, you know, she's already read this one. And so we try to be thorough when we're asking their questions on the application, whether they had a series that they like rereading. Sometimes that's another favorite. And so we'll try to, as hard as we can, to fulfill their order.
And word around town is you guys do a pretty good job.
I hope so.
This doorstep thing sounds really cool. Who is able to receive that service?
Any of our residents that have a library card or need a library card in our district are more than welcome to apply for
that
service.
And that district thing is a big part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do not service Michigan City.
Mm-hmm. Or New Durham Township.
But other than that, we do require a minimum of 3 months.
So if you know that you don't like driving in the winter...
Absolutely.
And part of this, too, isn't just that you don't want to get out in the winter to go get your books. You have to return those books sometime.
Absolutely. And so the greatest thing about the outreach is that they do not accrue fines like normal cards do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because it is not their fault that they cannot come to us. We come to them. And so if by any chance we have to miss, we will absolutely be in contact with them. We let them know if we have to come on a different day. Unfortunately, weather plays a huge factor with everything we do in Northern Indiana. So there are times our doorstep delivery Thursdays are not on Thursday.
So what are some of the things that somebody can get on either the mobile library or doorstep or these lobby stops? 1 in 5 people are over the age of 65. And about a good third of them are living with a disability that makes it a little difficult to leave the home or do daily tasks. So maybe they don't have exactly the eyesight they need. Maybe they don't have.
Absolutely. And we recognize that.
And yeah.
We recognize that in LaPorte County Public Library, we recognize that we need materials that are large print, that we have materials that are possibly only audio. Not everyone has the CD player anymore. So we've moved away from always having just CDs, but now we have something called a Playaway, which is like a little preloaded MP3 player that you just need a cord to plug into your speaker or your headphones and are able to listen to that book immediately.
And that's called a Playaway?
That's called a Playaway. And it's fantastic. And it comes all loaded. The big button in the center hits play and pause and doesn't require too many fancy knowledge and buttons.
So Playaway sound like the nicest thing.
They are. They're fantastic. They are very easy to use. Buttons are easily marked. They do not require extra instructions. The package itself explains how you can turn it on, go back, go forward, and that's going to be the only thing loaded, unlike a device that has a tablet or anything else, an ebook or an e-reader. It is just that one book, and it fits in your pocket. It's smaller than most phones.
Danya, thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, thank you, Greg, for having me.
You really do get all the fun jobs here at the library, don't you?
It is the best job. We get to be out with our public. We get to see them. We get to be in the different weather patterns, which is
also...
That's
a hoot. It's always the same weather inside the library.
Oh, I know.
You've been listening to the LaPorte County Public Libraries, Do We, Don't We? The podcast that shows you what libraries have beyond the books. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify to catch our new episodes.